with a score of USA 18, Kansas City 12 on the WLAB Sports Network.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron Counties.
And this is Tanya Obersky, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big national impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Obersky or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Obersky, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal. Call us and make an appointment today.
After the first quarter, USA 18, Kansas City 12. Ryan Brown.
Coach Gainsworth is very happy with his team's performance so far in the first quarter. He just talked over a little bit of defensive strategy just to shore some things up on switches and calling out screens. And right now he's very happy with the way his team's going.
Cuthrell feeds it into Tristan Koontz in the right block. Gets it back to Cuthrell. Dickinson left wing. Now Cuthrell has it at the top of the key. Resets the offense. Kansas City trails by 6, 18-12 to the visiting team USA.
With Ballard out, it would seem to me that Cassidy is going to try to go inside.
Jacob Perry at the right elbow, kicks it over to Cuthrell down to the baseline with the long jumper on the runner. This one's good. Cuthrell in the books with 2 points. Cuts the lead down to 4 for USA, 18-14. 7:20 left in the first half. Gangler to Kramer, to Aaron Sines. Thought about taking the three, instead dribbles twice, feeds it into Gangler at the right elbow. The turnaround jump shot is good. Nice post moves by Seth Gangler. Puts himself in the books with 2. 20-14, USA by 6. Tristan Koontz going to work in the base. Kicks it out to Jacob Perry, to Dickinson, the left elbow. Nothing going. Drives into the lane. Goes up for the shot. He is fouled. And Dickinson will be going to the line for 2 shots. Foul goes against USA's number 3, Nick DeSimpler, his first. And USA's third. Both teams with 3 team fouls. First free throws on the night for Cass City. And Dickinson's was off to the left in the first. No good. Substitution here. Seth Gangler sits down. Brendan Ballard checks back in for USA as Curtis Dickinson at the line awaiting his second free throw.
Dickinson's a 48% free throw shooter.
And he missed that one as well. Score remains 20-14, USA by 6 with Brendan Ballard back in there. DeSimpler with it right now over to Zach Kramer. Back to DeSimpler, now to Aaron Sines. Cass City fronting Brendan Ballard for the long two in the corner. They're actually going to call it a 3. DeSimpler is good. DeSimpler in the books with 3 points. Now a 9-point lead, largest of the night, 23-14. Koontz kicks it out to Cuthrell for 3 in the left corner. This one's no good. Rebound to Brandon Harper. Here comes USA. Zach Kramer to Sines. Right wing, dribbles into the right elbow, lets it fly, and is stripped away. That's going to be the third turnover for USA of the night as Dickinson kicks it out to Koontz for 3. Left wing, no. Rebound to Ballard. That one was halfway in and out. USA trying to push it, but only 3 of their players. As DeSimpler couldn't keep a handle on it and goes out of bounds. And that's 4 turnovers for USA. Cass City with 2 on the night. 9-point game, 23-14. 5:48 left in the second quarter. Cuthrell taking his time up for Cass City, right to left across the radio in the white jerseys, the maroon stripes and lettering and numbers. And we have a foul away from the ball. Looks like it's going to be held on the arm against USA. Brendan Ballard is charged with the foul, his first, and USA's 4th. Cassidy ball underneath their own hoop on the left side of your radio. Sawyer Cuthrell will be inbounds. This one's to Tristan Koontz just inside the 3 line. to Cuthrell. Lets his three fly. No good. Rebound, Kuntz. And the pass is tipped to Kuntz. Brings it back in, and now it's stolen away by Kramer. Kramer has it at the right wing. Takes a three. This one's up, and it's good. Zach Kramer with his second three of the night. We have another timeout called by Cass City. It's a full timeout on the WLW Sports Network. Cass City 14, USA 26.
High school sports are a great way for kids to stay in shape while also building teamwork skills necessary for life's challenges. However, for each benefit that sports gives, there also comes a risk. While Dr. Paul Skadden and nurse practitioner Brenda Kretschmer from Siebowing Family Medicine encourage exercise and all high school activities, they would also like to remind all involved to practice safety as well.
This is Dr. Paul Skadden. Dehydration, overexertion, and gradual wear and tear on the body, especially the knees, wrists, and elbows, are just a few medical issues that may arise from sports. Encourage all athletes to drink lots of water, get plenty of sleep, and don't be afraid to take a break now and then. This will prevent a great deal of problems and allow athletes to play at their full potential.
This is Brenda Kretschmer, nurse practitioner from Siebowing Family Medicine, here to say good luck to all area high school athletes, and remember to play it safe.
Siebowing Family Medicine, a division of Sure Healthcare Network. People you trust, caring for people you love.
Cass City calls a full timeout after Zach Kramer hits his second three of the night. Ryan Brown listening in Cass City's huddle.
Well, Cass City just needed to call a timeout so the guys could catch their breath, calm USA shooting down because they're red hot there from beyond the three-point line. They're going to do a little bit different things on offense, set some more screens, and just kind of work the ball around because there's too much standing around towards the end of the, right before that timeout.
Thank you, Mr. Brown, for that. As Sawyer Cuthell drives right to the lane, wide open for the left block for the easy layup. In for two, Sawyer Cuthrell, 4 points. Now a 10-point game, 26-16, 4:45 left in the second quarter. The visiting team USA on top so far. Zach Kramer dribbling to DeSimpler, right corner, back up to Sines, top of the key. Dribbling down the lane, tries to heave and hole this one through, and it somehow falls. Aaron Sines has a touch that is so far has given 11 points, and now it's a 12-point game again. At 28-16.
He must speak with an English accent because there was a lot of English on that ball and it went in.
Tristan Kuntz on the give and go to Curtis Dickinson against Ballard. Goes up against him. And Ballard's defense holds. This one's no good. Rebound Zach Kramer. Kramer with the pass down to Harper on the left block. This one's partially blocked by Kuntz. And here comes Hartwick with it. Hartwick with the knee-high socks over to Kuntz, who drives in the lane. Jump shot is no good. Rebound Sines. Kuntz heard footsteps on that one. DeSimpler goes in for the layup, and we have body against Tristan Kuntz, and he is going to be charged with a foul against Cass City, team's fourth. And Tristan Kuntz is first on the night. So going to the line for two shots is Nick DeSimpler. He has 3 points of the night, has not attempted a free throw yet. With 3:49 left in the second quarter, 28-16, USA leading by 12. At the line, shooting a pair of free throws here. The first one, no good. Mason Erlich checks back in, the sophomore for Cass City with two fouls, as well as Hayden Ewald. He also has two fouls. Sitting down for USA is Brandon Harper and Curtis Dickinson for Cass City. Second free throw is up. This one is no good. Rebound Erlich. Under the hands of Cuthrell, trailing by 12 points to USA in Cass City. 3:40 left in the first half. Into Erlich, left elbow, feeds down to Kuntz on the give and go, and they say Kuntz traveled with it.
It's a nice little give and go play that Cass City is attempting, and they're doing a nice job trying to exploit the paint. Just got to keep going after because they're actually more successful percentage-wise in the paint than they are from three-point land.
Zach Kramer left wing up to DeSimpler, top of the key. Zach Kramer now top of the key, takes a three. This one's short. Rebound tipped by Ewald in the hands of Kramer. Now DeSimpler has it. 3:15 left in the first half. Sines to Kramer, or DeSimpler for three in the left corner. This one's no good. Rebound Zach Kramer. The jump shot is no good. And it was short and rebound by Jacob Perry. Colin Hartwick, your point guard now for Cass City. 3 minutes to go in the first half. As Mason Earl is nearly stripped away by Ballard and Sines. Out of bounds, Cass City ball underneath their own hoop, left side of her radio. At the end of the first quarter, we hear that Harbor Beach is leading Upley 19-11 on the other